It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome to Monday. Another huge week this week as we approach this time next week. We'll know what our Origin teams are for Origin 2, Suncorp Stadium, June 21. And before we talk about that, I want to thank Kia, the official partner of the FIFA Women's World Cup 2023 and World Gym Australia. That's a new one, World Gym.
New sponsor.
Is that you? Are you doing flex sessions?
He's bulking.
Daddy,
oh, he's bulking season for daddy.
Yeah. My calves need it.
Well, you need to do this. Improve your life through fitness. Yes, that's what World Gym Australia is. How are you, Rat?
I'm good. Oh, man, I was disappointed in my tipping on the weekend.
Yeah, I don't think anyone picked the Cowboys.
Yeah, a couple of people did.
Did they?
Yeah, Joel and Fletch.
They picked the Cowboys?
Yeah, they did.
That's disappointing.
I tipped the Dogs.
I did too.
I thought the Dogs would get up.
Yeah, I did too. Mm. You're not alone there. But yeah, there was a couple of upsets. It looked like being a very big upset on Saturday night. I went and watched the Souths and Gold Coast game on Saturday night.
Just
as a punter.
And the Titans, didn't they?
Now, the Gold Coast Titans, this could be a crap stat. The Gold Coast Titans, when it comes to the first 40 minutes, are in the top two of the competition.
Doesn't surprise me.
When they, by the time the game finishes, they're in the bottom three.
Crap stat.
That's just a made up stat. Like, I mean, it's right. But yeah. Like, it's not something that we.
It's a stat that someone just tries to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to be relevant.
Yeah, crap stat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's disappointing for them. They've got to look at something. I mean,
we'll talk about that.
What is it?
Well, it's not fitness because everyone's fit.
Nah, it's not fitness.
I think it comes down to they just don't have experienced players in key positions. When Kieran Foran's not there. There's no one in the side that says, okay, this is our plan and this is how we're going to execute it. They've just got, I mean, you've got Tanner Boyd, you've got Jaden Campbell, young Keanu Kinney, and Randall starting the game all in key positions. And then you've got Tino off the field who's coming off the bench because of Origin. So I think it's just key positions not having mature players.
Well, yeah, and that's it. So, I mean, you've got to go through – I mean, I say to any team I speak to, if you're not coming off the field as emotionally drained as you are physically, then you haven't played the game right. You've gone through the motions. You should be constantly just thinking about ways to get the job done or, you know, create opportunity or, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to do in that moment of the game. I think a lot of players maybe in that team, they're just going through the motions and hoping that gets them across the line, and it's working at the start, but you know, come the end, it's not working out well for them.
Other Queensland teams, of course, the Broncos had a sensational victory over the Sharkies at Shark Park, which is difficult to do as well. I thought they were pretty comprehensive. They're sitting equal leaders with the Penrith Panthers. The Dolphins just running out of troops at the moment, holding on to eighth position. Unfortunately, went down to the New Zealand Warriors. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. And coming up in the show is a Kia top seven. A few of those incidents. Across the Kia top seven. Hot topic, thanks to Suncorp. It's centres around when should Origin be played. And this is on the, Daddy Vass, you brought this up. And this is on the back of a couple of pretty serious injuries over the weekend to key players for both Queensland and New South Wales.
Big injury concerns for New South Wales and Queensland.
Bigger more so for New South Wales.
I think State of Origin is big and bad enough to bloody have it on its own. Yeah. Like just shut a weekend down, play the State of Origin, give the league a... you know, a week off. I just think it needs to be done.
There's an argument.
It's putting so much pressure on those players to back up. And your club sides want you to back up, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we need to break it up.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to have the hot topic about, that very topic right there. Chris Nelson from Racing Queensland will join us also. But just based on not talking about Origin itself, but based on those injuries, both Queensland and New South Wales scrambling after the weekend of injuries. Now, probably New South Wales has been affected the most with Nathan Cleary going down with a hamstring injury. You would have heard throughout the day he's going to be out for anywhere up to 6 weeks. So who missed both Origins? And at a pinch, if you tried to bring him back, you'd be apprehensive because of a hamstring injury. For Queensland, it's Tom Gilbert, of course, dislocated his shoulder in the first Origin, and Jai Arrow, syndesmosis injury against the Gold Coast Titans. He'll be out for anywhere up to 6 to 8 weeks, had surgery today. So on the back of that, let's quickly focus on New South Wales. Nico Hines just automatically goes
in. I think it helps Freddie in a way. I think it takes pressure off him.
It's all that debate and the monotony around who should be where.
It's like, Nico's there, put him in. He's either going to start or he's not going to start. Or, you know, well, it showed in the first game that the bench spot didn't work out. I mean, the last thing you want to do is go in and change your whole halves combination. I thought Luai was their best half. I thought Luai was one of the best, if not the best, half on the field in game one. You can't drop him.
No.
And just chuck Nico Hines had the week with you.
It'll create the debate and argument amongst New South Wales fans and mostly the media to say, okay, well, of course Cleary's not there. You don't need that combination anymore. So let's create a new combination.
Yeah. So chuck Blake Brayley into hooker.
Nico at seven.
Nico Hines at seven.
It's risky to do, isn't it?
And there's your little combination.
With the games on the line, like game two at Suncorp, you'd be apprehensive about debuting someone, wouldn't you?
I think Appy played well. I think he owns that spot.
Okay, if Nico goes to seven, there's a position on the bench. Does Deming Cook play a role?
I'd put Burton there.
Okay,
He just covers. He can play centre. He can play in the halves. He can play fullback.
Yep.
You could put him in at lock. I just think he covers. He's probably a little more versatile than Nico was.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, Queensland. Tom Gilbert. So I throw these at you. On the right-hand side, do you bring in Felice Kaufusi, who's been out with suspension for a number of weeks? An experienced player who'll have the halfbacks looking through the corner of their eyes at every stage, wondering whether their kidneys are going to get caved in.
Yep.
Or do you bring in a back row who played last year and was fantastic in the Cowboys win against Melbourne Storm, Jeremiah Nene? Now,
I don't bring in either. I bring in Helam Lukey. He's on fire.
Well,
and he plays on the right side.
I was going to bring that up, but I thought being such a big game, a debutant, and he's flying, I know, after coming back from an ACL injury. So do you risk him?
I'll risk him. I just think he's been fantastic, since he's come back from injury. And again, on the weekend, he's just that big and mobile. And he's got ball skills. He's got great footwork.
Okay, so you bring him in for Tom Gilbert on that right-hand side. Jai Arrow, who plays more of a front row. Mm. So do you bring in like-for-like player, a guy that's got a bit of an offload, like, do you bring in Christian Welsh?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. I mean, he's in the squad. I think, and this is my argument with, all this talk about, changing the complete half combination at New South Wales. Like, if someone's in that camp and they've been around that group, whether they played or not, like Christian Welsh was in the squad, didn't play, obviously, but he's around it. He's there. It's like, no, just put him in. Let's just not upset the apple cart. Let's just keep this ball rolling. I think Christian Welsh goes in. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What about Big Red?
Corey Horsburgh? Maybe. He's going great, Horsburgh.
He is.
And he has to be given a go because he deserves it.
I'm loving his shaved head too.
Yeah. It's a lot better, isn't it?
He looks
a little bit more like an athlete now.
I don't know about that. He looks mean. I like it.
Is he fit enough?
He'll be fit enough. Yeah. He's got that, he's got that sloppy bill and he plays like he's a baby elephant, like he's clumsy.
Mm.
And a lot of people sort of say, I don't know, will he be able to keep up in Origin? Well,
that's a wrap, Corey, too. That's a wrap.
But he's definitely going to be given a go at some stage. You know what? If Queensland wrap up the series in game two, I think it gives a chance for Billy to maybe bring him off the bench and just blood him and give him, 20, 30 minutes to see how he handles it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, was he in camp? He didn't go into camp.
No, he didn't. No.
Well, he might end up in camp with them, given the fact that, they've got a couple out. They've got to bring a couple in. They'll add a couple more just to be around it. I think if they don't play, I think maybe Nanai and maybe not Lukey or Horsburgh will be those guys that'll be in and around the camp for, in case of emergency.
Yeah.
If they're not playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Watch this space. This time next week, we'll know what both teams will be and who the fill-ins, the replacements will be. This is Sports Day with Sats and Rad, brought to you by World Gym Australia, improving lives through fitness.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, thanks to Suncorp, the hot topic, building a more resilient Queensland. That's the Suncorp spirit. And on the back of injuries to Nathan Cleary, Cam Murray for New South Wales, which could argue rat hamstring injury, groin injury.
Mm.
It's got a little bit to do with loading, too much loading. It's a lot to recover from a state of origin.
Yep.
I think you recover easily. I shouldn't say easily, far more comfortably when you win.
Yes.
Your body recovers a little bit better.
It does.
But the Cam Murray and Cleary ones are concerning for New South Wales. Now, we as Queenslanders don't really care because it strengthens Queensland hopes of winning Origin 2 and the series. But I think it could happen to, obviously, Queensland players in key games in coming years should the State of Origin be played as a standalone series. Now, two options, standalone weekend or at the end of the season. Now, I don't like the end of the season. I think you lose too much momentum.
Yeah. No, not end of the season. Definitely not. I think, but I do think it needs it. I mean, you can play the women's, make the women's a three-game series.
Yep.
Like it should be. Like a two-game series is, and you could play on a Friday night, on a Saturday night, your two Origin games, you know, break it up over, you know, a few weeks, obviously. Yeah, I just think we need to do it. I think it's putting too much pressure on players to come back. I mean, State of Origin is a hard game of football. To expect your players to come back and then deliver again, of course they're going to want to do it. But,
well, it's a pride thing, isn't it?
Yeah, how good is that on your body? I mean, it's hard work.
And you've got guys like Freddie and Billy saying, a true Origin player is a player that plays on the Wednesday night and then backs up for his club. And it's great in hindsight, but as the players get bigger and they continue to get faster, there's so much more stress that's put on those, like your hamstrings and your groins and those areas. So, yeah, the broadcasters will argue, and Channel 9 and SEN, we call it live on radio, but from a TV rating point of view, they'll tell you that they're at their optimum Wednesday 8 o'clock kickoff. Now, I would argue that, one, it's not family friendly. And on the weekend, if they were to play it on a Saturday night, for example, there would be less numbers due to masses of people gathering and watching on the one TV or the one screen or whatever it may be. Agree, disagree?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
You'd find there'd be people having their State of Origin type parties.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you've still got the eyeballs on the screen, but it probably just doesn't add up in the numbers wise so that they can sell it to their sponsors. But yeah, look, at the end of the day, it's about, you know, player welfare and having players. Like, by the end of this Origin series, there are going to be some players that have played all three Origins, backed up for their clubs, and they're going to be burnt out.
Rad, if you played, and you did it on a couple of occasions, a number of occasions where you play the three games, it's not the week or 1 or 2 weeks after the Origin series completed. It's 4 or 5 weeks down the track where your body just flatlines, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, look, I played on the wing, so, you know, I mean, it's not exactly, you know, playing in the middle like a...
Seriousness, you are as heavily involved as a lot of the front rows because you bring a lot of those kick returns back.
Well, you know, you look at the likes of a Paddy Carrigan or a Cam Murray or these blokes that are just in the middle, just grinding away, or your hookers, like your Appy Corrissau, who played 80 minutes, you know, like, it's going to come back to bite them on the backside later in the season. Not now, because, you got the adrenaline, you got the hype, and if you speak to any coach, you're like, I remember coming back to Cronulla at times and being excited to play. There were times when I wasn't, but you play Origin, you want to get out there and play with your teammates. You don't want to let them down. So you sort of feel, you almost feel obliged to do it. But at the end of the day, I think it takes a brave coach to go, listen, I'm going to sit you down this week.
Wayne Bennett did with Hamaso.
Yep.
Didn't even name him.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit you down, have a break. And smart move.
Yeah.
You know, I think that'll pay dividends later, like down the track. Didn't he have a great game?
You're a fan.
Yep.
And you love your rugby league.
Mm.
If it was played on a Wednesday night at 8:05, which we'll tune in and watch or listen or call, whatever we're doing. If it was on a Saturday night at 7:30, nothing would change, would it?
No. No.
I reckon you get more eyeballs on
it. You find that you'd stay at home and watch it on a Wednesday night or listen to it on radio live? If it was on the weekend, is there a bigger chance that you maybe go to a licensed venue with your mates.
The thing is, boys, I can't watch, if I seriously want to watch a game like the Broncos, I will never go to the pub. I will never go to a mate's place because they talk to you.
Yep.
There's so much noise at a pub. You
want to get focused.
I need to see every moment. And I can't do that if I'm with some mates, unfortunately.
Well, you're the right man for this job, mate.
Yeah.
So I would still be at home or the game.
Yep.
If I could get tickets there. But I think, boys, what about a Sunday afternoon, Suncorp Stadium, 3 o'clock, and line it up with a public holiday on a Monday?
They'll never do it. They'll never do it on a daytime.
Mm.
Yep.
I can't see that. But look, I'm a big fan of that standalone on the weekend, that Saturday night. I think, it's a bit earlier. You play it a bit earlier. Your kids haven't got their eyeballs hanging out at halftime and going to bed. They can watch the whole game. It's not too late. They don't have to worry about school the next day. You think about the bigger picture, I just think it works better. It works better for everyone.
Yeah.
So I agree. What's your thought?
I agree.
What do we say?
I agree. You could play it in a car park of Kmart at 11 o'clock at night and people are still going to watch it in some way. So I'd like to see it on a weekend purely based on...
Be a hard pitch. Oh. That car park.
A little bit like Carlisle Park in New Zealand. But I like it, but it won't happen. But I like it just purely because you get to enjoy the occasion more.
Yeah.
Because in the back of your mind, you've got, I've got to get to work tomorrow. I want to be able to... Saturday night, Queensland, just say, for example, win, and you can savour it, have a great night. Sunday, you can recover. You kick off Monday, raring to go again. There is going to be an argument that the season goes too long, but the way they schedule it these days...
They could make it work.
They could still make it work.
They could make it work.
So the grand final's still on the first Sunday of October each year.
So just to clarify, every game of State of Origin, it's like, so game one, no games played. The following week, back to a normal round.
Yep.
Normal round, then a standalone weekend. So we're having three buys.
Basically.
Yep.
Basically.
Yeah. We're having three buys now.
Mm.
Clubs are having three buys now. So
the thing is, that would be on top of, you'd have to run that. They'd end up having six if we did that, though, because every team's having those buys.
Mm. If we had 18
teams. Or
there'd
be a way that they could work it out, maybe.
There'd be conferences where you play the people in your conference twice and everyone else, you just play them once.
18 teams would make that work.
Yeah, it would. It would, actually.
Because you wouldn't need to have a bye every week for
a team. Step up Papua New Guinea.
Mm.
Yeah, make sure you're...
It's all the rage, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, next week it'll be Western Australia again. And I don't know. I don't think I really know what they're talking about when it comes to this situation. I think they're filthy on themselves that they still don't have a team in the west of Brisbane. I think they made the wrong decision. But anyway. Make sure you're Queensland covered. Search Suncorp Insurance for a quote today. That's the Suncorp spirit. What do you think? 0457... 736 736 Rugby League, State of Origin on the weekend. I like it.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Let's get to a sports update, and cricket is just around the corner. Of course, the World Test Championship, and it's brought to you by Polaris, Australia's number one selling side-by-side brand, and Josh Hazlewood. He's been ruled out of the World Test Championship, which now this first ball is bowled on Wednesday. It's against India at the Oval, and it's a good warm-up game, actually, for the Ashes, the upcoming Ashes. Pretty sure the Ashes is still the number one priority when it comes to the tour to England. And also be a really big test for David Warner for that first test. Actually, I saw over the weekend he's announced he's retiring from cricket after Pakistan tour Australia next year.
SCG, he wants to retire.
Yeah.
At the SCG.
Yeah. So Josh Hazlewood, he's been ruled out of that World Test Championship on Wednesday due to an Achilles injury. Still in doubt for the Ashes as well. So Michael Nisa, very good replacement. He'll replace Hazlewood in the 15-man squad to take on India. I was reading a really good story about Virat Kohli the other day. Of course, at the back end of his career, and some of the experts over there believe that he's in some of his finest touches, Kohli, which is scary. That's frightening for bowlers, knowing that one of the world's greatest batters has got his eye in getting ready for this World Test Championship. And remember, you can hear all the action on SEN as of Wednesday, live every ball. Now, what do you make of this, Rat? Joseph Suali'i, he's been charged with a grade 2 dangerous contact charge. He'll miss a month of football. And this is on the back of while he's in possession of the ball. He's got that high knee lift when he runs, because he's 6'5" anyway.
Yep.
Made contact with Reid Marnie. It forced him from the field. He didn't come back on the field, Reid Marnie. So he'll miss a month. Now, he's had two prior warnings, Daddy Vass, you were saying. One last year, round 23. One during the World Cup.
Yep.
So now he's going to miss a month.
You can't do it. I mean, you can't lift your knees up into the...
I don't think it's intentional. It's just his... It's his
gait.
He's upright running style. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Well, he's got to change it. Yeah. I mean, you can't do it. I know Maria Hargraves had a issue with it a while ago. Remember, who was it? The St. George player, front rower...
Jason Rolls.
No.
He used to have
him. Kiwi. Anyway, he used to lift his knee a lot too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Clemmer had an issue with it too.
Yeah.
Early.
It's not good.
I tell you, someone who did love the high knee lift was Paul Cyrano.
Oh, yeah.
Cyro loved it, didn't he? Yeah, he'd lift the big knee up and he'd have his elbow as well, and you'd cop it in your forehead. And yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, it's not a good part of the game. So. Yeah, look, he's been warned. He's done it again, and I'm sure he'll take the early plea and be out for 3 weeks.
I tell you what, we haven't picked it. Well, not we. Freddie hasn't picked him in New South Wales, and now he's being charged for his running style. We're really leaving him at no option other than to leave rugby league. We're not really enticing him back, are we?
I mean, the whispers coming out of that I'm hearing from Roosters camp are that they're not stoked with the way he's been.
And for a kid that's been described as the ultimate professional, his attitude. Yeah, I've heard the same rumours that we may see him depart the Roosters.
Yeah.
And it'll only have to be in his call. I mean, there's no use the Roosters making a call because they've got to pay him.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Yeah.
It's got to be Joseph Suali'i saying, my head's just not in it after signing a rugby contract. Might be best I leave and be available for the Wallabies in the World Cup. Would you throw him straight in, Rat? If he was available for the Rugby World Cup, let's say a scenario played out where he just said, listen, you know what, my head's not in it. I'm going to go to rugby now. You don't owe me any money if he makes the call.
Yeah.
He signs with Rugby Australia, which they'll obviously reimburse him favourably, what he's going to miss out on rugby league contract. Would you pick him in the
I think you'd put him in your squad, absolutely. Yep. They didn't sign him, and they're not paying him the money they're paying him to watch the Wallabies play.
Yeah, yeah.
They're paying him the money they're paying him to play for the Wallabies. He's certainly got the talent to do it. It's just he'd probably just be a bit rusty rugby-wise. Couple of practice matches, and I think he'd be fine.
Mm.
I think he'd slot straight in.
Polaris End Financial Year deals are on now. Get up to $3,000 free accessories on the Polaris range. Coming up next, Kia Top 7.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento. It's the Kia Top 7 on Sports Day.
Yeah, we'll rip right into this, Sats. The number 7 is the Panthers holding on after losing Cleary. And the big fella Moses Leota gets in for a bit of meat.
Now they go right side. Yo, he's got a little tip on.
Oh!
Moses Leota! And the big number 8 screams at his teammates.
I tell you who's really good, Jack Cogger.
Oh, yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah, he came on for Nathan Cleary. Really good.
Great
he's a good
kick
player.
To Brian Toto at the end of the first half there.
Now, number 6, the Broncos. Well, they proved they are a finals threat. They are definitely a premiership threat.
Big time.
With a gritty win, a tough win over the Sharks as Ezra Mam scores a long-range try.
Oh, look at this for a spread. And it's picked up beautifully by Oates. He's down the sideline. He's still got the fullback to contend with. Shapes to kick. Does kick. Mam coming through. Mam takes it. Incredible!
Sounds like Man takes it.
Mm, credit to the bounce.
Man, yeah.
Yeah. The number 5 is Semi Valame. Semi Valame. Oh, wow. He was on fire for the Cowboys. First game for the Cowboys. gets a hat-trick on club debut.
Robson passes for Townsend, floating ball, touched by Melbourne, six more Hiku dummies. Valamay with a hat-trick on Cowboys debut. The first North Queensland player to score three tries on club debut. And he's done it in 43 and a half minutes.
Played on the right side where club legend Kyle Felt usually plays, so it's going to be difficult for him to get back in. He's a good signing, Sammy Valamay. I liked him when he was at...
Well, he's only a young fella, isn't he?
At the Raiders, yeah. Just a long line of great Fijian athletes. Number four, Sean Johnson. He's just turning back time. Gets a double. Leads the New Zealand Warriors to a comfortable victory in the end over the Dolphins.
Johnson. Sean Johnson gets try number two. And the Warriors get a bit of breathing space.
Yeah, he was good. He's playing really good rugby league. Hope they re-sign him.
I'll tell you who else was good. Number three in today's top seven, James Tedesco. He answers good. His critic with an impressive display as the Roosters sneak home over the Doggies.
Yeah, big crowd at Central Coast Stadium, and he was back to it. You know that former, he just keeps pushing through the middle.
Needs it.
Yeah, absolutely. Number two, he just gets better and better, this guy. Alex Johnson, he moves three tries closer to the all-time try scorer in the NRL's history. Hat-trick with the win over the Titans.
It's Ilias to the line. Comes to Walker. Quick hands. He finds Alex Johnston, who puts it down for a hat-trick. He's scoring them in bunches from his middle part of this 2023 season, and he's picking up the all-time try scorers list by the game at the moment.
I think he's got like 40.
He'll get them.
Yeah, I think he will.
He's getting them.
Absolutely.
If he stays healthy, he's getting them.
I've got to say, Cody Walker, if he's got to remind someone that they need to play him in Origin, he just turned it on Saturday night. Yeah. What's number one, Rat?
Number one is the Tigers fight back from 18-0 down. Jeez, this was an exciting finish. To lead 19-18 until a controversial, well, I don't know how controversial it was, a penalty gives the Raiders a one-point win.
No one's really set here. Fogarty's back there. It's a slow play, the ball. Fogarty to tie it. No, he's missed it. Oh, is his leg being taken out? It would be a penalty in front.
Yep. You can't do that.
Well, Isaiah Papali'i's the man. There's a really good action shot on Twitter, I think it is, where it's a frozen in time moment, and he's in midair trying to take the ball out with no intention of going for the player.
No.
But unfortunately, he just makes contact with the legs, and it's pretty clear, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you can't attack the legs of a player kicking, and, you know, we do that for a reason. It's very dangerous, and, yeah, unfortunately, it went against them.
Yeah, exactly. That's the Kia Top 7, the award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's largest SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. Time for a racing update for Racing Queensland. Queensland is your place to race this year.
Yeah, don't forget, what are you really gambling with? Chris Nelson from Racing Queensland joins us as he does every Monday. And he's like a kid in a candy store this week. One of the biggest days, if not the biggest day, on the racing calendar in Queensland. Chris Nelson, of course, Stradbroke Week.
Oh, yeah.
Massive.
It is. Good evening to you, Sats. Good evening, Matty. It is. I mean, I think the two big days these days are obviously this one coming up with the Stradbroke and the JJ Atkins and the Brisbane Cup and Magic Millions Day in the summertime. And it's good that we have them separated, one's basically 6 months apart, which is good. We get a bit of variation there. But no, a massive, massive weekend of racing coming up, highlighted at Eagle Farm with the Group 1 Stradbroke, the Group 1 Atkins, the Group 2 Q22, the Group 2 Brisbane Cup, the Group 2 Jane Ripper, and the Group 3 Gunsind, and a couple of listed races as well. Three listed races. So this is it, guys.
Beautiful.
Pressure's on.
Big weekend. But, mate, what happened over the weekend, mate? Some Group 1s going around, yep. We saw
the Group 1 Oaks. That was the feature. And Group 1 win number 128 for Damien Oliver, who came to Eagle Farm for one ride. and that was in the Oaks, and he got the money. And I've got to tell you guys, it was an absolute gem of a ride, one of his very best. He sat back worse than midfield on this filly, and he saved a ton of ground around the home turn, and he was within a length of the leaders at the 300-metre mark, and from there on it was all over. And yeah, he's just rode an absolute 12 out of 10 race to Damien Oliver. So there you go. He certainly hasn't lost it. He's been around a while. Yeah. I remember backing him in the Melbourne Cup. What was it? I can't remember the year now. The horse was Doremus. He was one of my favourites. Yeah.
Caulfield Melbourne Cup double.
That was it. I had that double. I reckon that was back in around 97 or something that.
Well, Mighton Power beat her by Nostril. In about 97, I think that might have been.
Yeah, I did want to talk about that.
Ken Wright, and would you believe he was? It was one of the only horses I didn't have in my quaddy.
Really,
Damien Oliver came up for one ride, and I didn't put it in the quaddy.
Mighton Power, favourite horse of all time.
Silly.
Actually, I think it was Mighton Power in 97. I think it might be the couple of years earlier, like 95 or 96, where Doremus won. So there you go, guys.
What's happening this week?
As I said, big day at Eagle Farm. We've got racing at Dalby tomorrow. We've got racing at Doomben on Wednesday, Mackay on Thursday, Gatton on Friday. Mentioned Eagle Farm, Aquas Park, Gold Coast on the Poly Saturday, Toowoomba in the Twilight Zone, Townsville up north. And then we're back to the Sunshine Coast on Sunday. A couple of non-tab country meetings. The Gaindar and Injune Cups will be running on Saturday. So if you're in the areas of Gaindar or Injune, drop out. I'm sure they'd be a massive day, or drop by. They'd be a big day locally.
Been to Gaindar a couple of times for Queensland Rugby League Country Round. That is the citrus capital of Queensland, Gaindar.
Should be nice and healthy all there.
And there's a guy out there. We walked into a pub to have a feed, and there was one guy standing in the corner of this pub, local, old school Queensland pub. And he had a rooster's hat on, and he sledged me for the next 3 hours. And his nickname was Rooster.
Deservedly so, I'd say.
Good stuff. Queensland is racing. Chris Nelson. The action continues this week across the Sunshine State. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. Talk to you during the week for some tips.
Look forward to it, guys. Enjoy the rest of your week. Up until then.
Don't remember, what are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. We'll wrap the show up. Thanks very much for joining us on this Monday evening. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a great Monday. Rat golf tomorrow?
Absolutely, mate. If the day ends in Y, I'm generally playing golf.
This is Sats and Rat. We'll see you tomorrow night.